This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio.
Overall inflation ticked up in December, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Consumer Price Index rose 3.4% year over year in December. That is higher than the number the month before, which was 3.1%. This is the wrong direction. On the other hand, if you take out food and energy, which are notoriously volatile, inflation did actually slow down slightly. Julia Coronado is here to make it make sense. She's founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
So this one really depends on how you slice it. If you look at general inflation, bad, inflation rose. If you take out food and energy, it's okay. Inflation was steady or fell. But on the other hand, you know, we all got to eat. We all got to stay warm. So how should we slice this?
Yeah, it was a month that wasn't the best of news. We've had some really good news lately. This report showed some mild backtracking. As you note, energy prices a little firm in December. But overall, crude oil prices suggest that energy prices are going to fall back again in coming months. And the bigger picture is that core inflation, which really measures the underlying trend, keeps moving in the right direction. And that's what we want to see.
And there have been predictions for various numbers of Fed rate cuts this year. Does this change anything about how and when and how often the Fed's going to cut rates?
It doesn't really change much. The market is expecting a rate cut as early as March. It could be March. It could be May. But this report, if we keep getting data like this, it is consistent with the Fed moving to rate cut in the first half of the year.
Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives, professor at University of Texas, Austin. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.